In the minutes following UNC's 35-28 win at Georgia State Saturday afternoon, Carolina fans could be forgiven for feeling a tad frustrated. They'd just seen their Tar Heels blow yet another double-digit lead and then hang on for dear life against a seemingly inferior opponent. But after college football descended into anarchy and madness the rest of the day, that win feels awfully good. Carolina, now 3-0 on the young season, now sports two road wins against Sun Belt foes. Normally, this would be scoffed at in the college football world. Now, the Sun Belt is flexing its muscles after perhaps the greatest opening 2 weeks in the conference's history. Last week, it was Old Dominion pulling a home upset against Virginia Tech in Norfolk. This week, App State and Marshall traveled into the bellies of the beasts and shocked top 10 foes Texas A&M and Notre Dame. After UNC put up 63 points against the Mountaineers in Boone, the Aggies managed just 14. At times, it looked like the Tar Heels would fall victim to the Sun Belt curse against Georgia State, letting a 21-3 second quarter lead turn into a 28-21 deficit. Fortunately for Carolina, two fourth-quarter touchdown runs from freshman Omarion Hampton and four consecutive stops by the much-maligned defense turned the screws down the stretch, icing away the victory. UNC head coach Mack Brown said the performance was a positive example of his mantra of teachable moments.
We call it teachable moments, and it is. We will have a lot of video for them tomorrow to say, this is what we're talking about now. You won the game. You won the game because you made these four stops in a row after turnovers and forced punts, and that's what we're talking about.
That's not to say the win was perfect. As has seemingly become commonplace, the Tar Heels were hell-bent on keeping the Panthers in the game. Two late drives in the fourth quarter, which could have sealed the win, ended in a punt and a fumble. Some of Brown's decision-making was questioned after the game, but the head coach remained happy with the win. Unbeknownst to him, deep in the hallways of Center Park Credit Union Stadium, the Aggies and Fighting Irish were taking on water. It makes Brown's next quote all the more prescient.
People are going to be critical if you're 3-0 or 0-3, so it doesn't matter. Like I said last week, people are going to be critical, they're going to be critical, and I don't care. These are good kids, and they're trying really hard, and we've got a lot of things we need to fix, but when the offense wasn't as good, a lot of people like to have 35 points today if they didn't think their offense played great and you turned it over three times.
Both the offense and defense were decidedly up and down, and while that marked a step back for the offense, it marked a giant leap forward for the defense. The four straight stops down the stretch were the most all season by the unit. It's a major confidence boost heading into UNC's first of two bye weeks this season, but Brown still sees room for improvement.
We've got to correct so many things. I don't know how many big plays we gave up, not like last week, but we did have the two big passing plays that really hurt us, or three. So we've got to continue to try to figure out what's happening back there with communication and just work to get better.
After the bye, Notre Dame comes to Keenan Stadium. It's a stark contrast. One team comes in licking its wounds after a shocking loss to a Sun Belt team. The other comes in 3-0 with two suddenly impressive road wins. Before the season, which would you have thought were the Irish, and which the Tar Heels? North Carolina, 2022 Sun Belt champions. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.